So just find a posture that feels comfortable for your body and that you can commit to for the next 30 or 40 minutes of staying still. And then move your awareness to the breath. And we're going to focus on a particular part of the body to focus the mind. And that's the patch of skin right inside the nose and right underneath the nose, where you can feel the air coming in and the air going out. And just check in with your posture, that your back is straight and your head is straight. And your shoulders are back, but loose. And then come back to that physical sensation of the breath, right inside the nose and right underneath the nose. And if you're having a hard time grasping that sensation, just take a few harder breaths so that your mind can find it. And then go back to nice, easy, natural breaths. And you'll notice there's resistance to the mind to want to go chase a story about something, anything other than the breath. And it's just catching the mind having gone away and very gently bringing it back to the physical sensation of the breath. The mind might only be able to stay on the breath for maybe even 2 or 3 seconds before it's off again. And it's just a matter of stopping and noticing where the mind is and then bringing it back. You might notice your reaction to finding that the mind has wandered. And I like to use the analogy of training the mind is very similar to training a little puppy to sit or to stay. The puppy just is very excitable and wants to chase everything and run around. And so when you're training the puppy, as it's doing what puppies do and running and chasing everything that comes in it to its awareness, it's just a matter of bringing the puppy back. And you don't want to scream or yell or punish or hit the puppy. You want to lovingly, just over and over again, just bring it back to stay or to sit. Very important that when we catch our mind off in a story, We lovingly bring it back to the breath. Just notice where the mind is and bring it back to that physical sensation. It might be helpful to cultivate some open curiosity about the breath to help your mind focus on the breath. You might notice the lengths of each breath. Some breaths are short, while others are longer. You might notice the depth of each breath. Some of them are shallow, while others are much deeper. You might notice that some breaths are a very even flow, very easy flow, while other breaths might feel pressured or have a forcedness to them. Just noticing that each breath has its own unique quality and is different than the one before it. And the more quiet and still the mind becomes, the more and more sensations it's going to pick up on that one patch of skin, right inside and right below the nose. For instance, you might be able to notice the temperature of the in-breath is cooler than that of the out-breath. And one of the most formidable enemies of meditation is drowsiness. And so there are things that you can do to help you move through the drowsiness. This is just another way of the body shutting down and not wanting to go into the awareness of the discomfort that might be there in that awareness. A few things that you can do are to straighten the spine, become more alert, just in your body, posture, straighten the head, sometimes taking some deeper breaths momentarily allows the body to become a little more alive, more alert. Sometimes opening the eyes and allowing that stimulation to come into the body, more light and energy to come into the body from the eyes, will help you with the drowsiness. And you can always stand up, maybe walk around a little bit and see if that helps, and come back and sit down and start again. But just making an effort to notice the drowsiness and to pursue more alertness. And just keeping the mind on the sensation of the breath. At this point, you might be sensing some sensations in the body, maybe intensely. And just allow the awareness to open up to those sensations with the curiosity. And if there's discomfort, sometimes it's helpful to breathe into the sensation, allowing some space around the sensation. So that it can shift or expand out of its contractedness. And also cultivating some curiosity about the sensations. Maybe noticing the shape of it, or how big it is, or where it's most intense, or less intense. And also noticing the stories we may be creating about it. And then coming back to the breath. And noticing the urgencies that are coming up in the body to move. Or the stories we're creating to not sit still. Sometimes it's helpful to use the techniques of the body scan to open up to the sensations of the body. Just starting with the top of the head. And just part by part, putting that awareness onto the different parts of the body. Just noticing where the mind is and bringing it back to either the breath or the sensations in the body. And just notice the mind craving the drama, craving the juice, needing to find something to catch on to. And then pulling it right back to the breath and the body. Just becoming aware of maybe the resistance that's coming up. And just meeting that resistance with open curiosity. Again, just noticing where the mind is and pulling it back over and over. And just continue pulling the mind back to either the breath or the body. Until you hear the sound of the bells. And you'll hear three bells. And try to notice the resonance and the vibrations of the bells.